title appears, Flowers and Trees. In a forest, a black bird wakes up in its nest. After stretching, it jumps out onto a tree branch and ruffles its feathers. Nearby trees with faces on their trunks and long branches on either side like arms wake up and stretch. Bent over flowers with yellow petals wake up, their stems straightening. They stretch along leaves at their sides like arms. Two light blue flowers shaped like bells uncurl as they awake. Mushrooms pop up from the ground, spreading their caps, which have faces on them. The bird wakes a tree with a tuft of leaves at the top like a hat. Stretching, he covers his mouth as he yawns. He taps a nearby tree with three bushy canopies. She wakes up and poses with two of the canopies like burlesque fans. He takes his top leaves off like a hat and bows. The bird wakes up a gnarled gray tree. A lizard pokes from the tree's mouth like a tongue. The angry tree shoos two vultures off his branches. As he yawns, five bats emerge from his mouth. Three yellow flowers wash their faces at a pond, and one of them brushes its teeth with a leaf. A caterpillar slides down a flower's stem to the ground. He tilts an upright flower and water falls over him like a shower. Several yellow flowers line up in exercise. The mushrooms lean from one side to the other in sync, then stretch their caps up and down. The female tree gathers a bunch of fluffy flowers and dabs them on her face, then eyes her reflection in a pond. The friendly male tree stretches vines on a curved tree to form a harp. He starts playing and turns to the female tree. She straightens and watches him. Extending her branches, the female tree sways to the music. Another tree conducts six birds sitting on a branch. The tree waves a twig like a baton. The yellow flowers dance in a circle around the swaying female tree. The circle of flowers moves closer to the female tree and guides her toward the male tree. The flowers dance in a circle around the two trees as both sway. Moving away, the flowers form the shape of a heart on the ground. The male tree picks them up and places them on the female's head like a crown, then moves in for a kiss. Ducking away, the female tree dances off. As she moves further away, the gnarled gray tree approaches her. Not noticing him as he tries to grab her, she slowly dances away. He creeps after her. Waving her fan-like canopies as she dances, the female tree moves toward the friendly male tree at his harp. She turns from him and stops a short distance away, continuing to sway in place. The gray tree grabs her. The friendly tree spots the gray one dragging her away. He catches up and pulls her free. The gray tree picks up a branch. The younger tree picks up a stick. The gray tree strikes the younger tree repeatedly. Then they block each other's blows as if in a sword fight. The younger tree pokes a hole resembling a belly button in the gray tree's trunk. The gray tree bashes the younger tree, but the younger tree pokes the hole again, tickling him and making him back up. The gray tree trips on a rock. He stumbles back, then falls. A flower climbs onto his chest. Getting up, the gray tree throws the flower down. The flower stands and wags its stigma like a tongue. The gray tree grabs a stick and quickly twists it on a log on the ground, starting a fire. He hurls the burning stick near the younger tree and his female companion. As a fire breaks out, the younger tree stomps the flames. Bell-shaped flowers spot the flames and start to sway. A black bird mimics a siren as he flies through the forest. The alarmed mushrooms sink below the ground's surface as the flames draw near. Two bell-shaped flowers draw water from a pond and spray it at the fire. A large pine tree shaped like a chicken gathers baby trees and makes a run for it as the flames follow. Yellow flowers draw water from a pond and spray it over nearby flames. The caterpillar's body separates into segments as he runs. Moving to the back, he pushes them together, then jumps down a hole and covers it. A running tree jumps out of his lower bark as if they were pants. He jumps into a hollow stump in the middle of a pond and pulls the bark up like new pants. The gray tree watches gleefully as the younger tree tries to stomp out the flames surrounding him and the female tree. Flames creep up to the gray tree and jump on him, setting him on fire. Using their nest, two birds gather water from a lake. Water leaks through it as they fly to the fire. A few drops fall when they overturn it above the flames. The birds fly away as the flames moves higher. A tall flame burns a hole through the nest. The flames rise, forcing several birds to the tops of the trees, leaving the burning trees. The birds soar high into the sky. They turn and dive bomb into a cloud, making holes in it. Rain starts to pour through the holes. The younger tree stops stomping as the falling water douses the flames. A lone flame dodges the dropping rain and hides under a leaf holding water. It burns a hole through the leaf and the water drops, putting the fire out. Elsewhere, the gray tree lies burnt on the ground. The two vultures hover over it. Flowers emerge from behind rocks and from inside a hollow log. The mushrooms pop back up. The female tree and her male companion look around. Then the male gets down on one knee. The female tree extends her hand and he kisses it. Leaving the hole, the caterpillar forms a ring and rolls to the two trees. The male tree picks it up and puts it on the female tree's hand. She eyes her ring. The yellow flowers shake the bell-shaped flowers rhythmically. The conductor tree waves the twig at the birds on its branch. Flowers and mushrooms dance on the ground below. Yellow flowers dance in a ring around the couple. Pulling the female tree closer, the male plants a kiss on her. A rainbow glows behind them in the sky. Audio description by Deluxe with funding by Walt Disney Studios. Voice by KG Tang.